U.S. officials warn that without new revenue, states may be forced to stop projects. They say the Grow America Act is a $302 billion four-year plan that provides increased and stable funding. But the coalition that fought a recent Virginia toll proposal has expanded to all states and launched a website that opposes the plan. Miles Morin with the Alliance for Toll-Free Interstates says tolls are the most inefficient way to raise revenue.
In this proposal, the toll is not a user fee because the money collected can be diverted to other projects. It's very open-ended. But even electronic tolling, which tries to mitigate that inefficiency, can cost between 12 and 20% of revenue collected.
Morin also points to studies showing that 30% of traffic diverts elsewhere to avoid tolls.
Local roads that are not designed to handle heavy traffic volumes will see rapid degradation, and repair costs to those will increase. Furthermore, you'll see more congestion, lower first response times.
He says that also hurts businesses near toll plazas. Morin adds that tolling drives up cost for commuters and goods moved by trucks. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.